avec nous ceux qui seront l'un des points d'orgue de cette première soirée de la 16e édition de Festinus. Skunk Anansi, thank you for coming.
Hello,
hey.
How are you?
Fine and you?
I'm good, I'm good.
Ils sont bien, ils sont contents. Skunk Anansi, vous avez sorti votre 6e album ce début d'année, Anarchitecture. Vous êtes en tournée depuis à travers le monde, comment ça se passe?
You brought out your 6th album the beginning of this year, Anarchitecture. You own tour since then, how is it going?
Well, funnily enough, we haven't been on tour constantly. We went out on a tour earlier this year, and now we're out doing all the festivals, and it's going fantastic. This is a great album to promote. It is actually my favourite album since Postalgasmic Chill. What about you, Skin? How do you feel?
Well, I feel very good about it. No, I mean, it's interesting. The festivals have just started, so this is number 3. We were in Warsaw and Romania. So this is the first gig in Switzerland. I had to think about that. Switzerland. I'm in Switzerland, Skin. Yeah, no, but it's cool. It's going really well. We've got a brand new show. And it's got a lot of lights, a lot of screens. We're doing a lot of content. We've done it all of ourselves. We designed the whole show ourselves. So it's going to be very interesting to see what people think.
Ok, donc en fait ils ont fait une énorme tournée et maintenant ils font la tournée des festivals, donc ils sont très très contents d'être là. En fait cet album est leur album préféré actuellement et donc maintenant ils sont en Suisse et ils sont très très heureux d'être sur place ici à Neuchâtel.
Ça s'entend en tout cas et on est content également de les avoir. Et justement parlant d'Anarchitecture, c'est un album qui est un peu différent des deux premiers avec plus de parties électroniques à l'intérieur. Ça c'est un aspect que vous vouliez apporter à votre musique encore plus que sur les derniers disques. Plus d'électro.
Speaking of an architecture, it's an album rather different from the 5 presents that integrates a more electronic part. It's an aspect which you really wanted to bring to your music even more than previously, no?
Well, I have to say that in the past we have used a lot of electronic influences. However,
Charlie Big Potato being one.
For example.
Exactly. Yeah.
But however, right now I think that we've managed to find a really good way to integrate the electronica and the rock music together in the same format. So I think we're finding our own footprint with the style. What would you say, Skin?
I would agree. You know, it's something that we've always been interested in, but it's the first time we kind of brought it back, you know, in the new Skunk, in the remarriage of Skunk Anansi. It's the first time we brought it
back.
Remarriage. And it's really fun to bring that element in there because, I mean, I'm a techno DJ, so, you know, I just love four on the floor. And everyone else is about it. Ace is the only one who kind of whines a bit because he's just got his head, you know, in a bucket of Motorhead, and that's all he can listen to.
Yeah, a bucket of Motorhead. Having said that, we love Motorhead, so don't get it twisted.
Okay. Alors, elle était DJ techno, DJ pour avec la musique techno, et en fait, ils ont mis beaucoup de techno en fait dans leurs anciens, la musique électronique dans leurs anciens albums. Ils aiment ça, et maintenant, en fait, c'est une espèce de remariage. On recommence avec Skunk Anansi en remettant encore un petit peu plus d'électronique, finalement, comme dans le temps, dans les anciens albums.
Et justement, alors, de manière générale, on peut le dire, il y a de plus en plus d'électro dans toutes les musiques, mais aussi dans le rock, avec de l'électro-rock qui prend de plus en plus de place. Vous êtes d'une époque, dans les années 90, vous avez commencé, où la guitare vraiment était reine. Comment vous voyez cette évolution de plus en plus de parties électroniques?
You know, basically, the guitar, is it dead? Is rock music dead? Is the guitar music dead?
No, the guitar music isn't dead. However, you know, if we don't evolve with the times, we'd still be playing drums with sticks, like Mark.
Are you saying that Mark is not evolved?
No, I'm saying, well...
Dangerous. Dangerous.
No, but what I was going to say is that, yeah, you have to evolve with the times. Electronica is going to be more and more involved in all music. Otherwise, everyone would still be playing classical instruments, wouldn't they?
I think the difficult thing is that with a guitar, in many ways, it's already been done, and then already redone, and then already redone. Whereas electronic music kind of develops with the ages. As the technology gets better, so does electronic music changing and ebb and flowing. So it's kind of like, I don't know, the rock music isn't dead, but it isn't the big cheese anymore, definitely. It's, people are kind of, into other things. And I think it's just because everything with guitars has been done. So it's hard to develop new ideas.
Well, how they develop the new ideas, though, is by using electronic.
Electronic music.
There you go.
Alors, si on utilise uniquement la guitare, ben, on a fait un peu le tour, finalement. Tout a été fait. Et par contre, avec la musique électronique, on peut développer ça et on peut faire des choses un petit peu différentes. Donc, la guitare n'est pas morte, mais une autre manière de jouer de la guitare, c'est en l'intégrant dans la musique électronique.
Well, you had two periods on your career. You had the 90s up to 2000, and then you started again. We started again in 2008 till now. Yeah. What do you think the difference is between those two periods of time?
Evolution. As you know, man had to come out of the cave eventually. So
following the woman.
The first three albums, I'm very proud of the work that we've done there. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. But we needed to stop in order to grow. And so the second, as Skin calls it, the remarriage.
Remarriage.
Yeah. In the remarriage, we've grown so much more. We've become more adult in our own personal, emotional lives and in our musical abilities as well. And so it would not have been this if we hadn't had the break. So yeah. I would say we've matured more. But we're still just as childish.
Yeah, we're bitches. We're stupid bitches. I mean, I agree. I mean, I think that, you know, now we really have fun. Everything we do, we have fun. Yeah. Every day is a laugh. And it's because the last time we was like, oh my God, we're getting famous. It's so stressful. It's stressful. And now it's like, yeah, sit back, listen to the 8-bit. You know, it's just, we're just so much more relaxed and we have fun. And that's what we got into a band to do. We got into a band to play music, have fun and enjoy ourselves. And that's why Skunk and Natsuki, because we've got a lot of really good chemistry. And yeah. Having watched other bands whose name I won't mention, and see
go,
how
go
they...
Go on, mention.
Can't. How they kind of, they're so separate tour buses and everything's so separate and they're just doing it because it's successful. That's just no fun. So, yeah, and we're a bit stupid. We're bitches. It's my new favourite word.
Yeah, it is.
Biche. C'est pas
new, though, is it? Alors on va peut-être expliquer ce qui s'est passé. En fait, on les a pas coupés parce que c'était un tellement beau moment qu'on ne voulait pas couper. We'll just explain to our French speaker what happened. En fait, ils se sont procurés la liste des questions et ont fait l'interview les deux, tout seuls, en se posant et en répondant eux-mêmes aux questions. Et la question qu'ils se sont posées, c'est qu'en fait, Skunk Anansie a vécu deux périodes de 7 ans. La première dans les années 90, entre 94 et 2001. La seconde entre 2010 et 2016. Donc, deux périodes de 7 ans, trois albums dans chaque période, et on leur a demandé en fait quelle était la différence entre ces deux périodes.
Et la différence en fait, eh bien, c'est que cette période, ce break en fait, entre ces deux périodes a permis aux membres du groupe de devenir plus matures. Il faut dire qu'il y a une énorme chimie entre eux. Ils sont souvent ensemble, ils font beaucoup de choses ensemble, mais ils avaient besoin de grandir un peu, et le fait de faire un break entre ces deux périodes leur a permis justement de faire ce remariage et donc de repartir avec plus de maturité pour un nouvel album.
Et il y a vraiment beaucoup de plaisir, c'est ce qu'ils nous ont dit également, oui, à faire cette tournée. Voilà. En tout cas, on le sent sur eux. Thank you very much for passing by.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for
thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice
and good gig tonight.
Thank you.